Mokhtar Sadishata. I'm Egyptian novelist, ethnographer, researcher. I just arrived USA almost 1.5 years before, but I leave my country more than 10 years. I get out Egypt to study, to have a break for writing, and I arrived in Brazil, and I fell in love with Salvador in Bahia in Brazil, and I stay there for more than 5 years, and I get my master from there in Africa Studies, and it was amazing for me to know a lot of things about ancient Salvador, about Bahia. I advise you to visit it one day, so you will enjoy Baiano culture. And after Brazil, I went to Satimo. Satimo is a great center in Berlin, and I'm working with them as an ethnographer researcher about my new book. My new book has a topic called semi-cities, from the village to semi-cities. It's about what happened for our society in Egypt after Arab Spring, especially with the women's situation, and I mean, argue about gender, class, and women, hard women situation. Yeah. This is my problem everywhere I went, because I fell in love with my motherland. All of my memories about my childhood there, the first time that I leave my village, I was 15 with my mom. My mom took us after my father died, years after my father died, and went to Cairo to live in the capital of Egypt. I was afraid to forget my land home, my lake, my memories. Imagine what I did. I take a small plastic bag and went beside the lake and get a dust from there and keep it. This dust was with me when I was in Brazil, when I was in Berlin, and I keep it here in my home in Pittsburgh. Sometime when I feel I miss my mom, I miss my family, I bought this dirt. Imagine that I'm standing on my land, but I believe in that my soul belongs to this dust. And I learned that from my dad, because he had the same dust. And it was useful for me as a novelist. A great novel, I called it The Journey of Saber's Son. So I think we should catch carefully our roots, that we feel we belong to it. And that does not mean we are against other roots, but it means that we love our roots. I love my root and respect in the same time other roots. I came here by luck. So in the morning, I told the Iman. Iman is my wife. She's a historian and she's a writer also. I told her, do you know, Yanni, we are here in USA and all of people around the world want to be here. And I think both of us are the only two who want to live. I'm respect people, I'm respect culture, but I'm not feeling good when everything is surrounded about money. In my country, in my culture, if you fell down on the street, you will have a lot of people. One carry you, one call the doctor, one call the police. Here, I saw some people die on the street, and the people just cross on them. I feel something hurt myself, my heart. Also, to be honest, I'm here because ICOR, this is a great organization in Oslo, Marshall Writing Under Risk Life, get me here. And that means I can't keep my relationship with other. I want to feel that I'm between my family. I'm with my relative. So it isn't about money, it isn't about culture, it isn't about where you are. It's about your feeling, if you are safe or not. Can you imagine, for me as a one from migration side, this is hard. if I have a dream now, I like to return to motherland, and I appreciate it. USA, and I appreciate it. City of Asylum who supported me to be here also. But it, my soul there, and just my body here. I hope in the future you will not face the same situation, because it's very hard.